Text numéro 40. Female Afghan judges doomed to death. They were the staunch defenders of the law, seeking justice for their country. But now, female Afghan judges are in hiding due to fear of retribution under Taliban rule. Six of them spoke to the BBC from secret locations. One of them said that throughout her career as a judge, she had convicted hundreds of men for violence against children and women, including rape, murder and torture. But just days after the Taliban took control of her city and thousands of convicted criminals were released from prison, she began to be threatened. Text messages, voice notes and unknown numbers began bombarding her phone. "It was midnight when we heard the Taliban had freed all the prisoners from jail," she said. "We immediately left our home and everything behind. We managed to drive out of the city. I wore a burqa, so no one would recognise me. Fortunately, we made it past all the Taliban checkpoints." Shortly after they left, her neighbours texted her and described the men who came to her house, so she knew who was looking for her. It was a man who, several months before, prior to the Taliban takeover, she had sentenced to 20 years in prison for murdering his wife. After the case was over, the criminal approached her and said, "When I get out of prison, I will do to you what I did to my wife." At the time, she didn't take him seriously, but since the Taliban took power, he has called her many times and said he would find her and have his revenge. In response to the accusations, the Taliban spokesman, Bilal Karimi, told the BBC that female judges should live without fear and that no one should threaten them. He also repeated the Taliban's promise of a general amnesty for all former government workers across Afghanistan. But at least 220 former female judges are known to currently be in hiding, and their testimonies of the past 5 weeks were all almost identical. All have received death threats from members of the Taliban, whom they previously committed to prison. For more than 3 decades, most of them had investigated cases of violence against women and children, and the majority of their cases involved convicting members of the Taliban as well as militant group ISIS. Besides, as highly educated women, these judges were previously the main breadwinner for their families. But now, with their salaries stopped and their bank accounts frozen, they have all been reduced not only to hiding, but also to living off handouts from their relatives. They have no other way out now, nor can they escape to any other country, even Pakistan. Adapted from BBC World Service, September 2021.